Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Matt, I feel like I reek. I used a natural deodorant today.
I haven't been close enough to you to smell you.
Well, you were in the elevator, and I feel like if I pass that test.
No, you're good, yeah.
Then I'm good. But I keep getting whiffs, and I'm like unsure of myself.
No, you're good.
I feel like a lady who just got her period for the first time.
I'm going to stay over here, but you're doing great.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
My new mother-in-law just texted me that she's listening, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Hello, Mom.
Her name's Judy.
Hi, Judy.
She's a lovely woman.
Judy, you're nice. That's what I hear. I'm sorry you have to hear about my reekiness. And I was just about to tell Matt that I have a rash, too. That's why I used a natural deodorant. I've been getting this weird, I think it's just sweat rash or rub marks or something. I'm afraid it's some weird disease that I don't even know the name of, and I'm too afraid to look up on WebMD.
But bro, something's going on. I don't even wear deodorant unless I'm going somewhere.
Yeah, I usually don't either.
I'm not wearing deodorant.
That's insane. I mean, yeah. Why would you?
Yeah, especially now that, I work from home. My day job, I shower maybe twice a week.
Oh, I'm a big shower.
Oh, yeah?
I take like two a day.
No, not me.
I do. I like try to work out in the morning. I work from home too, which is it's so nice. So I like it to get out, try to run a little bit. In fact, today, I don't really care what I look like anymore. I'm a mess. I know I'm a mess, but I'm doing my best.
You're doing great, man.
Thanks.
The glasses are a little pedophile-y.
Yeah, that's the look now. That's what the chick's like, you know? But I go full out, or maybe not at all, really, because I do running shorts, and then I have my socks, my long socks. I'll do the shoes. I go shirtless. I don't care. I'm old now. I'm almost 40 years old. I don't really care what other people think of me.
You said that with such, you were like, I don't care. Like your face looked like you were just disgusted with yourself.
I have a great tan. I'm like tan fat looks better.
I feel you're trying to convince me that you're sexy, and like you don't have to.
I'm not. No, I know.
I don't stink. I don't have a rash. I run shirtless. Yeah, bro, I get it. All right?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm like, I want some vitamin D.
I'll bend you over this table right now.
Sometimes I do feel bad for people because I'm like exposing them to me and like my full glory that are just out the park. They're like walking. It's older folks, people playing pickleball. They just want to see some ducks and then they see me.
Do you run up on them?
I do run slowly behind them on purpose. Yeah, and breathe really hard.
Can you guys smell me?
Do I reek? I used natural deodorant today. Do I stink? I was running today. Like, the worst nightmare is, though, when somebody points it out. Like, I'm a chunky dude that runs, okay? So I'm running, and, like, sometimes people will be like, hey, good job. And, like, give me one of those. And I know, like, I appreciate it, but also don't do that.
Look at you, fatty.
Yes, exactly. It's that energy.
You're doing it, you pig.
You are doing something. I can tell you, you're doing something. But I had one today. Like, sometimes they're worse than others. Sometimes it's like, hey, good job. And you're like, screw you. And then sometimes it's people, they just have that energy. And they're like, hey, they do that type of thing.
Feels that's very patronizing.
Very patronizing. Yeah. And I had one of those today.
Yeah.
And I actually wasn't even at the park. I was in the neighborhood behind the park. I'd do a full loop around. And there was a dude who was drive by really slow. He's just a dude by himself. He had a blunt in his hand. And he goes, big dog. And I'm just like, I'm listening to my audiobook. I'm moving very slow. I'm just trying to enjoy my day.
Yeah.
And I just do the, yeah, thank you, thumbs up. And then he goes, all right. So I'm just like, you know, happy Pride Month, sir. I don't know what to, like, what are we doing here?
Big gulps, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
I don't know what to say to this dude. I don't want to get aggressive necessarily. No. Be like, yo, do we have a problem? Or like, what's... F you. Like, I don't want to do any of that.
Just squeeze your tits together.
Yeah, I should have.
Had him.
That would have been good. But then eventually he kind of drove off, and he said something else, and I just can't help but to think that it was something really mean, but probably wasn't. It was probably, but it definitely had that energy of.
He wasn't being genuine.
No. He was like, look at this fat bitch trying to run.
Yeah. Like I watched My 600 Pound Life when I'm feeling fat. Just to feel better about myself. It's like that. It's kind of like, hey, big guy, thanks for making me not feel like such a fat slob.
It is that type of energy. And like I said, I don't really care, but it's like you never really get out of high school. Oh. Real life is just high school.
That's where all your insecurities are definitely created.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And people know how to pounce on them.
Yeah.
Even still, as adults, they'll still go
Especially if you're heavy.
Yeah, you might
as well be wearing a tarp. This is getting really depressing.
I feel like you can feel my pain.
Stop fat shaming me.
It's tough though, man. I didn't know. Like I said, I don't want to get shot for telling a guy to screw off, even though he's kind of picking at me a little bit.
No, I mean you shouldn't say any. It's not like he's going out of his way to be mean to you. He's just.
I feel like he was.
He's just. He's being fake nice, which was, is a little better.
He was being mean in a nice way.
Yeah.
And he got a good chuckle at it. And it's like, I could see it if I was sitting at a bus stop, you know, eating a Big Mac, where you're going to go, what's up with you? But I'm like outside, sir. I'm outside running. I have weights. I got the hand weights and everything. Like, I'm in, okay, trying to be better.
Yeah. But and, he could have been more. He could have said something mean or.
He
could have gotten out of the car and put like a blue ribbon on you that said best hog.
that's what I was waiting for because I had these egg weight things that hold in your hand. And I kind of like started to move them down a little bit so the metal part sticks out.
Scary.
So if he got out of the car, I was just going to bust him over the head.
You're saying it in those glasses really terrifies me.
Yeah. But I was seriously like thinking like how is this going to go if it goes down? And I shouldn't think that way.
He's in his car smoking a blunt.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mess with him.
He didn't seem like he was in the mood to fight.
Yeah.
He just seemed like he was kind of like, what up? Look at you. That type of thing. But just like, and if you're that guy, then it's like, okay, I get it. But if you're doing it for real where you're like, look at you, you're doing great. Don't do that either. That's worse. I would rather it was the guy who's kind of making fun of me a little bit.
I definitely get more motivated by someone calling me, chastising me than to someone telling me, like, yeah, you're doing it, buddy.
It's just that patronizing feel is just not,
I think
not
that
fun.
That applies to everything in my life, not even just like weight loss, just like the idea of someone giving me praise makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, because it's like, who are you exactly? Like, if you are a world-class athlete, if you were The Rock, and I saw The Rock in the park, and he was like, hey, good job, I would be like, thanks, Rock. But I don't, Gladys, I don't need that from you. Like, I know your husband just died, and you're at the park, you know, feeding the squirrels, and you want to be nice to me. Don't. Don't be
you
nice
should
to
congratulate
me.
Her for still being alive.
Everybody needs to just keep their eyes straight ahead. Don't look at anybody. Don't talk to anybody. I see the same guy every day. Never talk to him.
Yeah.
But we've exchanged pleasantries. We've done I do the thumbs up, head nod thing, and he does the awkward hello.
You think Rick is like that?
No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
Rick's going to
talk to
you.
Rick talks to anyone who will listen.
Yes.
And traps them.
And we appreciate you, Rick. I enjoyed our conversation very much. Matt Fernandez is here. He's got to take off in a few minutes, but he's got some shows coming up at the Sunshine City Comedy Club Friday and Saturday. Get your tickets at sunshinecitycomedyclub.com. 8:30 show on Friday, 7:30 and 9:30 on Saturday. 727-435-0327 for tickets.